Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want us to take a moment and just thank God for His grace and His mercies over our lives. Let's take a moment and reflect that if it had not been the Lord who had been on our side, what would have been the story? We wake up and we're able to do what we do, not because we owe Him anything, but He just gave us the ability to do that because that's who He is, a kind God, a faithful God, a God who doesn't need to take any kickbacks before He shower grace or peace on us. I want you to thank God for this space that we have. According to scripture, where two or three are gathered in His name, He's with them. So we believe that God is with us here now.
Yes.
Our Father and our God, we even thank You for an opportunity like this to be able to gather and hear from You. Indeed, some trust in themselves. Some don't even know what to trust. But according to Your word, those who trust in You, they are like Mount Zion. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord, You surround Your people. May You surround us this afternoon, even as we dive into Your word. May Your words come to us as the living truth that we can depend on. Take glory, Father, this afternoon. Thank You for those who are on their way joining us. But we pray that, Lord, may we hear You speak to us clearly. We thank You. We honor You. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. So greetings again to all of us this afternoon. For God is on the throne and He is working the best for us. The character of obedience. You know, we all know that there are a couple of scriptures that talks about when we obey to God, something will happen. But I want us to look at people in the Bible who were obedient. And when we obey God, what can happen to us if we walk in obedience? And if you walk in disobedience, the consequences of disobedience, we know that as people who drive, you must have a driver's license. And you can't just drive anywhere because you live on maybe Moss Road or you live on Parsons. But you have to follow the road signs. Else, you would endanger yourself or endanger somebody who is driving. So you must follow the rules. And when the police officer sees you on the road doing what is not right, they will flag you with a ticket. So we must learn to be obedient to the rules of the land. And in every home, there is rules. And even in your own life, there are certain things you have conditioned yourself to be obedient to so that you can be successful in life. If you are placed on medication, then you know that if you take your pill once in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, it will help you to see good health improvement. So obedience in many ways are very important. And to talk about it as children of God, we have to learn to be obedient to God. So objective is to understand the biblical concept of being obedient and how to manifest through key figures, you know, looking at the Old Testament and the New Testament, then we can learn to apply the principles of obedience in our day-to-day lives. So the first question is, what is the definition of obedience? In the Bible, obedience is seen as an act of aligning one's will with God's command and instructions. Obedience reflects a relationship of trust and submission to God. So think about two words. To be obedient, you have to be seen as somebody who has a relationship of trust. The first word is trust. And the second word is you have to be willing to submit. So trust and submission goes together. Then by so doing, we acknowledge that his authority gives us the wisdom to do what we do. Amen.
Amen.
And the key verse that we're going to use today is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. We're talking on the character of obedience. And the key scripture we're using today is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. It says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Then there's a question mark here. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Beloved, this verse that we just talked about highlights that God values obedience. Amen. God values obedience over ritual sacrifices, including the true devotion in demonstrated through following his commandment. Thou shalt not steal. It's a commandment. Thou shalt not take anything that is not yours. Thou shalt not lie. It's a commandment. Do we have to obey it? Do you have to ask that, God, is it true that do I have to obey this? You don't be able to ask it because God is our Father. If you live with your parents tells you that to be able to align to my authority here in this house, everyone who goes out must come home latest by 8 p.m. You don't have to argue with your father or your mom that why 8 p.m.? Because they know the reason why they want you to be home by 8 o'clock. That's a rule and must be obeyed. Another scripture that I want us to connect here is Genesis chapter 22, about a man you and I know very well, Abraham. If you talk about obedience, you want to remember a man called Abraham. In Genesis 22, Abraham is asked to sacrifice his only son, not twins, only son, that after struggling to have Isaac, in obedience to God, Abraham was willing to follow through God's command, despite the personal cost that would cause him. And that shows that Abraham trusted God. How much do you trust God if it comes to giving up your pleasure for the sake of God? Some of us will not do it. They say, no, I'm sorry, I can't sacrifice my pleasure. So think about it here. The Lord told Abraham, take your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you. Abraham didn't ask questions. Early in the morning, Thursday morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey and followed as God says. I want you to think about it because we are talking about obedience. Obedience from Abraham. The immediate action was Abraham responded immediately without hesitation. He didn't check and see whether did I hear from God clearly. Is this even God telling me to do this? Church, obedience often requires prompt action without waiting for more details. I thought somebody would say amen. Obedience requires prompt action without waiting for more details. Now think about it. Abraham trusted that God's plan was greater than his understanding. God knows the best. So I'm not even going to ask my wife. I'm not going to discuss with anybody because God has spoken. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17, faith is the foundation of obedience. Hallelujah. If you want to have faith, you have to have obedience. So the reason why you are not able to see things happening in your life is because you don't have obedience. Am I communicating? Because of Abraham's obedience, God promised to bless all nations through his descendants. Genesis 22 verse 17. You and I are living in Ohio and others live in other states. It's because of one man's obedience, we too are living. Because Abraham obeyed God. You see, the thing that we're talking about is very serious. We are living here because Abraham did obey God by sacrificing Isaac. And the Lord told him that because you have done this sacrifice, I will bless all nations. Do you think America is not part of the nations? Because of Abraham's obedience, America became blessed. Genesis 22, 17. It says, God promised to bless all nations through his descendants because of Abraham. Now, there's a man I want you to think about. Since we are talking about obedience, we have to also talk about the disconnection of disobedience. There's a man called Saul, 1 Samuel chapter 15. Saul, Israel's first king, he walked in disobedience. God commanded to completely destroy the Amalekites and their possessions. That's the command to God that King Saul, I want to tell you that when you go to that war, I want you to destroy everything. Destroy the Amalekites and their possessions. But guess what? Saul knew better than God. So look at what Saul did. Instead, he spared the king and the best livestock, looking at the fat goats, the fat chickens, the fat whatever it is, and said, no, this is really be good for my lunch and my dinner. I'm going to save them and kill them for dinner. That's disobedience. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Why did you not obey the Lord? The word of God came to Cain, Saul, and the word was from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 19 to 20. Says, the word says, why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you not do what I said to do? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But Samuel replied, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as a king. That is how Saul was rejected and David became a king. Now you're understanding, right? Before David became a king, Saul was the king. And Saul disobeyed God because God told Saul that when you go and fight the Amalekites, please destroy them and their possessions. But he decided to spare the king and took the best of their livestock. And the prophet Samuel came to Saul and asked him, why did you not obey the Lord? So there's a consequences of disobedience. Amen. Now let's learn some lessons from Saul's disobedience. Saul obeyed some of God's command, but he compromised it. The obedience is total submission to the will of God. So when God speaks, we don't have to take the things that we feel they are wonderful and leave the rest, because God sees the complete picture. But you and I see only the few things that we think is good. But do you think we know better than God, who created us, who knows the aftermath, who knows what is going to happen to the rest of our lives? I wish we have eyes to tell what will happen to us next year or even tomorrow. But we don't know, because tomorrow is not promised to us.
Yes.
And because it's not promised to us, we have to walk and do things according to God's command. Consequences of disobedience. Saul's disobedience caused his kingdom and God's favor upon his life. So disobedience leads to spiritual and personal loss. Do you want to lose spiritual favor from God? And if you lose spiritual favor from God, you lose physical favor from men. I am here at United Nations, not because Justin Kent sent me here. It is pure favor of God. And when the favor of God comes to you, it will lead you to a places where you cannot pay money for. I didn't have to pay money to be here. I did not. I didn't have to contact any person that, please, please, put my name here. I want to be seen in the world stage. No, it is the Lord who promotes. Promotion comes from above. It doesn't come from special connections. Because when people connect you, they will always make sure that they get something back from whatever they have done for you. When we see favor from God, God will not come back and say, hey, you know what? I did you favor, so please, when you are getting to your cabinet, place me here. He knows the whole world. He created the world. He knows the possibilities and he knows the impossibilities. So if we put our trust and confidence in him, he will never put us to shame. The message is beautiful. Now let's look at another few scriptures from the New Testament. Obedience. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Jesus is the ultimate example of obedience. Amen. He submitted fully to his Father's will, even to the point of dying on the shameful cross. His life of perfect obedience is the model for all believers, including you and I. Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even the death on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are learning some good stuff this afternoon. Humility and obedience are linked together. Last week we talked about humility. Today we are talking about obedience. But I want you to know that humility and obedience, they are linked together. Jesus humbled himself, recognized that obedience to the Father was the highest call. Obedience leads to exaltation. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus' obedience, God exalted him to the highest place. Obedience brings honor to God in God's timing, not in man's timing. Have you heard this statement that in his time, he makes all things beautiful? Beloved, obedience even in suffering. Jesus' obedience wasn't easy, but it was necessary for the redemption of humanity. Sometimes, church, obedience involves sacrifices and even hardship. Things may not be so easy when we walk with Him. It may be difficult sometimes, but God is with us. Final thoughts I want to bring this afternoon is, there's a man in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. His name is called Peter. Peter and others and the apostles asked a simple question. We must obey God rather than human beings. Why? The apostles were commanded by the Jewish authorities to stop preaching about Jesus. However, they chose to obey God rather than men. Despite threats and persecutions, there are times people would raise an eyebrow on you because they say you are too Christian. Can't you just relax a little bit? Obedience can make you face oppositions. As it was seen right now, the disciples were persecuted by men. Now, another thing I want to bring to your attention. Courage and faith is seen in obedience. Their boldness, I'm talking about disciples, came from their trust in God's power and mission. If you trust in God's power and His mission, obedience will often require you to walk in courage, especially when it goes against the worldly expectations. Obedience will lead you to greater impact. And through obedience, the early church grew and many came to the faith because they were obedient to the will of God. There are four principles I want to leave with you this afternoon. Faith is the foundation of obedience. That's number one. Like Abraham, trust in God's promises and His character strengthens our ability to obey even when we don't understand the full picture. Number two, obedience requires humility. Following Jesus' example, we need to humble ourselves and submit our will to God by acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55 verse 8. Number three, blessings follow obedience. Amen. God often rewards obedience with blessings, as seen in the lives of those who faithfully followed Him, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2. The final note here. Four, obedience in the face of difficulties. The apostle showed us the obedience doesn't always mean comfort, but it brings spiritual fulfillment and growth in God's time. Beloved, what is God asking you to obey right now this afternoon? And how can you take steps to follow His command? Are there areas where you have been practicing partial obedience like Paul? And how can you fully surrender to God's will? How can the examples of Jesus' obedience in suffering and apostles' courage inspire you to obey in challenging circumstances? We thank God for this word. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want us to go before the Lord in prayer. And I want you to begin to examine yourself about this subject we just talked about. We have been talking about the character of obedience. Tell the Lord that, Lord, now I know my shortcomings. And I'm trusting you that you make a difference in my life. Spirit of a living God, direct my steps. Lead me, guide me, and let your will be done. Pray for yourself, pray for your family, pray for your friends. Pray for our church. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you know what we don't know. You see what we don't see, and you hear what we don't hear. We are here before you because we know that without you, we cannot make it. Spirit of a living God, you have said it all to us this afternoon. We pray that. May your will direct our steps. May you lead us in the path of righteousness, and may you direct our steps. May these words come to change our lives and our character for good. We thank you. We worship you and we honor you, for we have asked this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now,
thank you.
We want to go before the Lord. Is there anyone among us who has any special prayer request they want us to pray about? Is there anything bothering any one of us?
Yes, Pastor. I would like for you to pray for Jeannie Palmore. Her name is Irma Jean.
Irma Jean, okay.
Palmore. Irma Jean.
Okay.
Yes, her daughter found her on the bathroom floor. And, you know, she passed out.
Spirit of a living God, this afternoon we send your word to wherever Irma Jean Palmore is. Spirit of the living God, you know us and you will never leave nor forsake us. You always do that which is right by us. Father, we pray for grace, we pray for favor, we pray for healing, we pray for protection for your lovely daughter. We pray that above all, that she may know you and accept the reality that you make a difference in life. Any area of her life that she needs a touch, we pray for a complete touch. Lord, heal her completely and surprise her with grace and honor, that the family will say of a truth, the Lord has appeared to us again. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. And take glory, Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank God again for all of us who came. I know that there's love in the house and God is still good and still working through us. And I pray that till we get connected again, let's all trust in walking in obedience. And my final prayer to all of us, Lord, we thank you for showing us what true obedience looks like through the examples of Abraham, Jesus, and even the apostles. Lord, help us that we must deeply obey to your command and walk in humility, so that we too will be considered as true obedient children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.